Okay, Happy New Year. It is January the 8th, 2017, and this is Rabbit Hole Monarch. Here to give you the New Year, New You questionnaire. I was tagged by Growly Little Bitch. Shout out to Growly. And she insisted that I do this, and so before I do anything else tonight, I am going to record the answers to this questionnaire, which was brought to us by the illustrious and prolific Penny for Your Tot Bod. Shout out to Penny. Shout out to Canada. So, 17 questions. There is a milkshake, of course. Tonight's milkshake is actually a butterbeer milkshake. Just to prove to you that I did that, I posted a picture in the post of said milkshake. Thank you, Penny, for exposing me to the wonders of butterbeer. I had no idea this thing existed. I had to Google it when she asked for it on Thursday. Because Harry Potter was not in my wheelhouse, me being an old dude. So I had to go get my Google on and figure out what was going on. So this will be my first sip of a butterbeer. It's pretty fucking good. Even better when I make it properly. Takes a little practice to get these things right, you know. So, let's move on. Number one, what are your opinions on New Year's resolutions? Do you believe in them? If you do, what are your resolutions for this year? Well, I believe in them to the extent that I believe that every new year gives you an opportunity to start over, so to speak, and do something different than you were doing last year if you were not satisfied with what you were doing last year. I have a terrible tendency of being a start over kind of guy. And every year I have certain things I set out to do. And every year I seem to get better at doing those things, but I don't ever seem to fully fulfill my goal for that year. This year will be no different. I have a few items that I need to work on. I want to get my money right. Getting my money right largely includes me getting a second job. I can go into details for that, but we won't. This suffice to say that when you got as many kids as I have and live the life that I live, a second job is not a terrible idea. Especially when you have the time to work it, and I am fortunately, with all the busyness that I have plenty of time to work a second job, so I'll be doing that. I received that job on Friday, so I'll be starting that next week. Why am I learning now? Fuck you. So yes, that is number one. Number two is I've been working out in the gym. I got a head start on that in December. I joined Planet Fitness and getting my 24-hour gym on, and that's working out pretty well. I've never lost track of myself, but I've not, as you get older, for those of you who are young and invincible, as you get older, your body will deteriorate slowly and imperceptibly at first. And then ultimately you will find that you just can't do what you used to do. And even the simple things. And so I've tried to work my way through that, and I've been reasonably successful. This yawning has got to stop. It's so lame. And so I'm doing 30 minutes of cardio and 30 minutes of circuit training and then 45 minutes of cardio and 15 minutes of ab training every other day with 2 days off, which vary according to my work schedule. So hopefully once we get the second job working, we'll be able to maintain that level of consistency and things will work out well. But so far, so good. I've been told that my arms are tighter, and we always appreciate that. We'll see how it goes. Number two, what was the best thing to happen to you in 2016, both in real life and on GWA? Well, I joined GWA. I joined Reddit, period, in 2016. Now, I can't say that was necessarily a good thing because it was an unfortunate circumstance that led to me joining Reddit in the first place. But here I am. The best thing that happened to me this year is probably watching my middle son graduate from middle school and move on to high school, where he is now a varsity football player as a freshman and is doing very well. My 18-year-old managed to not get put out of the house by his mom. And so we're also grateful for that. He has made strides this year. My 7-year-old is just magical in his own right. And I've spent reasonable amounts of time with all three of them. I've maintained contact with them this year. Every year that you end as close to them as you started is always a good year. And that's probably the best thing to happen for me. As far as EWA goes, I joined Reddit in mid to late August, and I joined GWA not long after that. And I joined on like a Monday and got verified, and by Thursday I posted the first Thirsty Thursdays, and it has, I guess, kind of solidified me in terms of just being home here. I was kind of pleasantly surprised by how welcoming people were in the very beginning. I remember Growly had a Tuesday post that I was on, and I was interacting with people, and I found it very comforting, very welcoming. And I felt to myself, well, you know, these are cool. What we really need, or what I need, is an entry point where I can, like, kind of say hi to everybody without being creepy. And the one thing I know from being a bartender in real life is that that's always been like the hangout spot. People come to get their drinks, they communicate, they know each other. It's a community. It's a community building experience. And I felt like Backstage needed a place where people could kind of come through. And it was consistently regular, where you would know, well, if I haven't seen this person in a while, I know I'll see them on Thursday. And hopefully people view it in that context. That's the reason why I do it. And the other reason why is alcohol can be such a foreboding concept. And there's so many bottles and so many things happen. So many things happen. And so many different drinks are out there. And people just don't know where to start. And because Backstage seems to skew younger, I figured the old man could give out some information in the process of getting to know everybody and just kind of be an honest broker about everything. And so I've really had fun with that. I've had fun recording. I'm looking forward to doing better this year. The best thing that's happened to me on GWA is just the reception I've received in this very short time that I've been here, and the overwhelming positivity I receive from people who I don't know all that well. Rex Ryder, on his New Year questionnaire, actually it was JTL's questionnaire, just like went in the beginning, and I was like, fuck. It makes me so happy to know that people feel that way about that little thing that I did. And if nothing else comes of my time here, at least I have that. And if I ever find myself needing to leave, I want to put that in somebody's hands so they can keep it. So people do have a place to be welcome. And that's really all it was ever about. Number three, the last text you sent will shape your upcoming year. What does that text say? I'm not a huge texter anymore. Let's see what my last text says. My last text says they're basically the same size. That is referring to my sons, one who is 18 and one who is 15, who are basically the same size. I don't feel that'll be the same situation at the end of the year. Because it wasn't that situation at the end of last year. And so the 15-year-old's growing like a weed. I think the football thing is really kind of like sparking a growth spurt. And who knows how big that boy will be by next year. I won't be the same size at the end of the year either. Correct. What was your biggest GWA challenge for 2016? Finding this place. I didn't know I needed something like GWA in my life until it was a thing and I was already in it. So I'm just glad to be here. Number six is pick three words to describe your 2016. 2016 was... disappointing. It was... it was sad. And ultimately, it was pivotal. 2016 was my second year in New York / New Jersey, and it marked a turning point in my life in terms of how I view myself and my future. And even with all the setbacks and difficulties I may have had this year, I find myself more generally optimistic about myself and about my future than I was at the end of last year. And so for that, it was a pivotal moment, even though there was a lot of sadness and a lot of difficulty. Ultimately, I am positive going into next year. The yawns just keep coming. Pick three words that you want to describe your 2017. That would be profitable. I need to get my money right. I would like to say illuminating. I really want to learn more about everything this year. I want to read more books. I want to see more of the world. I want to learn more about myself. I will have gone through a full year of therapy this year, and I look forward to seeing what that brings for me also. Third word. Indulgent. I do want to find the time in the midst of this year to indulge in some things that I have put off for a long time. And I look forward to being able to say that I did some stuff that I wanted to do and not just gone to work and paid bills and make sure the kids were okay. Number seven, 2017 has just begun. Done anything you are proud of or regret yet this year? I don't have any regrets yet. It's too early to be proud of anything. I take that back. I got a second job this week. I started out on Monday saying I need to get a second job, and by Friday I had one. So in that aspect, I'm proud of that, and I'm glad that that happened. Number eight, you can trade lives with anyone for the month of March this year. Who do you pick and why? I don't want to do that. I don't know. That's just... That whole lives-changing thing seems kind of weird. I don't think we really know the lives of other people. And I don't know that I want to bear those people's burdens. I'm going to have to take a pass on this one. Love you, baby. Take a pass on this one. What was your biggest personal change from January to December of 2016? I realize now that I am so much more mellow now than I was when I got here. I was very anxious when I moved here in 2015. And I was still anxious in 2016 when I started the year. And I've really kind of calmed the fuck down over the course of the year. And things that used to bother me just don't bother me anymore. And that's probably, usually the opposite happens as you get older. And I've been fortunate enough to be able to avoid that pitfall. Everyone has that one kind of other that they really want to hear on GWA. From Ramble Fap to a specific scenario. What are you hoping to hear in 2017? Talk about putting a man on the spot. Um, You guys just do a really good job of just really diversifying the things that we hear. You guys are so fucking creative. Just keep doing what y'all do. Use your imaginations. Don't be afraid to try new things. Don't try to do things that are popular. Do what you want to do. I find this notion that we tell artists what to make for us, I find that very disheartening. This isn't food. Well, you know what? I take that back. I find the notion of telling people who are making things for us what to make for us. When people are good at what they do, you let them do that. And you let them, let their creativity guide you. We have a wide swath, and I'm only speaking for myself as a straight male here. If women feel differently, I wish they would say so. And because I feel like everybody should be able to find what they need here in some way, shape, or form. And I never find myself saying, man, this is the same old shit. Do something different. That never happens for me. And everybody has their own thing, and everybody has their own unique niche that they occupy. And as I see them grow in that, even in the short time that I've been here, I don't want to fuck that up. And I'm not going to make a request. I'm positive over the course of this year that anything I would ever want to hear, somebody will do it. And so, the seduction, I'm going to get that. The blowjobs, I'm gonna get that. The threesomes, I'm gonna get those. The collabs, I'm gonna get those. Everything I've ever thought I wanted out of this, I've gotten, and I've gotten lots and lots of it. And that's fucking amazing, especially when you're getting it for free. And getting things for free is like my favorite thing to do in life. I got bills, yo, lots and lots of bills. Bonus, tell us a DWA user who you want to answer this questionnaire and tag them in the comments. Pick someone you wouldn't normally tag, better yet, someone you don't even know yet. Okay. I'll think about that. This has been a blast. Penny, you did it again. Hopefully you guys learned something. Or something. You guys have a great day.